Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, featuring the debut show of Carousel Partners International, a renowned group of expert coaches worldwide, bringing their services together collaboratively and offering them to you in contribution, with host Jeffrey Miller, renowned author, international speaker, also known as the Interventionist. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon to the world. Wow, what a beautiful day. I am sitting in the northeast of the United States, up in the great state of Maine. We had some of the worst weather you can imagine over this last week, and today I was able to go out in shirt sleeves, and all that miserable snow, people love snow, it's just about melted. Welcome. I'm Jeffrey Miller, also known as the Interventionist, and we're very pleased to have you with us on our show today, Carousel Partners International. And as the intro said, we are a group of the best of the best in coaches worldwide from just about every corner of the planet, and we are together collaboratively to bring you some of the most phenomenal, fantastic coaching programs you can imagine. That said, we have a very special show today, and I want to say happy Valentine's Day to the upper half of the world and happy Valentine's Day yesterday to the lower half of the world. And our special guest today, Annette Armstrong, is in fact on the lower half in Australia, and they celebrated Valentine's Day yesterday. Isn't that different and unique, huh? That's how diverse and wonderful things are today with technology. That said, a little bit more about Carousel Partners International. As I mentioned, we are a phenomenal group of coaches that have joined together to bring you some of the best coaching programs out there. Any one of our programs that you would like to get involved with, please get in touch with us. Now, our special guest, I would like to give you a little bit of background. As you know, I'm Jeff Miller, the Interventionist, and about, you know, somewhere back in 2010, I started with the Robbins Bananas Training Program, which is part of Tony Robbins, to be a strategic interventionist, and that's where my life changed. That's where it all turned around for me, and I really became who I was born to be as an interventionist, then went on to NLP, and now also a hypnotherapist. And I've created a program known as the 21 Days to Change Your Mind. Also, I am the founder of Carousel Partners International, and I've got Annette Armstrong, who we actually met way back then, kind of unofficially, you know, 2 years ago. And then just about 4 months ago, joined. Annette came on board with Carousel Partners and then later joined with me as my partner in 21 Days to Change Your Mind. And I'm very, very privileged and proud to have her in the program. She is also launching the program in Australia and the Pacific Rim, as well as working with me worldwide, which is just phenomenal. And now, our guest, Annette, happy Valentine's Day from this end of the world. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Jeff. Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I must say it is a real honour to have met you and to work with you. I love the work that we do together and the things we've been able to achieve for clients, and I just want to thank you for that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you.
So today, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm here to talk about the work that I do with Emotion Code Healing. And what I'll first do is give you a background, give everyone a background to where I've been prior to doing this healing work. I've been working in real estate and also as a fitness trainer over the last 10 or 15 years. And back in 2006, I studied NLP, which is Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and Ericksonian Hypnosis. And, of course, as you mentioned, I've been studying strategic intervention, and that's how I met you, Jeff.
Yes.
And so that's how we connected. And as far as the emotion code healing goes, it was about just over 2 years ago I was listening to an internet radio program. It was a spiritual program, and there were many different speakers. And one day a speaker came on called Dr. Bradley Nelson, and I really took notice when I heard him speak. And that program has just totally changed my life because I was able to take on board what he was showing us and go and do the training over a period of about 9 months to become a healer. And over the last couple of years, I've been improving on my skills and my confidence and have been getting some really phenomenal results. Prior to doing that, I had done a little bit of EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, which had grown from the need to do some healing with my daughter who has one kidney. So my career in healing has started off out of an interest and also a drive and a need to improve the health for myself and my family. So basically I've spent the last 2 years doing the healing work and working in with yourself with clients through Carousel Partners and our 21 Days to Change Your Mind program. And the beautiful thing I love about working with you is we get to use the coaching and the healing together. And the results that we get are very, very powerful. I'm just quite astounded at how, you know, two different modalities can work so well together.
Isn't it fantastic? And I got to tell you, it really is, and it has just been phenomenal. The level of success and the change we've been able to see in clients has just been fantastic. Emotion code is an amazing thing. I didn't have any understanding of it until you and I met and started working together on 20&0 and talking about Carousel Partners International, you coming on board as a coach in that program, which has been absolutely fantastic, along with our other 14 coaches worldwide. And then we get into the understanding, and I actually had you do an emotion code healing on myself. And, of course, I thought, hey, I'm all set. You know, I'm a coach. I have NLP under my belt, hypnotherapy, et cetera. What more could I need? Well, I couldn't believe it, folks. I had a lot more. It was trapped emotion. And it's on a cellular level, which amazes me in that, how that happens. And what is it about that? I mean, can you give us a little bit of a more of a background on that?
Yeah, sure. Emotion code healing, it's an energy healing technique, and it helps us identify and literally release trapped emotions that are in the body. And these trapped emotions are harmful emotional energies that are created from negative past events. It can cause depression, anxiety, and a whole host of other things, and they can also block people from experiencing love and happiness. And it also makes people feel disconnected from others. And because trapped emotions are made of energy, just like the rest of the body, they exert an influence on the physical tissues right down to that cellular level, and that actually causes emotional pain and also physical pain and even as far as cancer. By releasing trapped emotions, it makes the conditions right in the body to heal so that those physical and emotional difficulties either disappear completely or they become a lot more manageable. So that's essentially how it works.
Okay, that's fantastic. I mean, it's still amazing that you get into it on a cellular level and you can actually read that energy, so to speak. You know, one of the things being Valentine's Day today is that the hot wall, which is like it's part of the emotion code healing you do, but it's like another procedure. Is that correct? I mean, hot wall is an amazing thing because it has to do with, and help me out here, but sounds like it has to do with the immune system. When the heart has got that blockage around it, I mean, the body is just can actually break down and be more susceptible to infection and diseases, et cetera. And how do you do that? How do you do the hot wall?
Okay, well, the heart wall, approximately 93% of people have a heart wall. And what a heart wall is, it's just like a blockage that we have around our heart, like a wall around our heart that's made up of trapped emotions. And what happens is these emotions are trapped around the heart in order to protect ourselves. So we might have had something earlier in life that happened that was damaging to us or hurtful, and because those emotions were too overwhelming for the body to actually hang on to them for protection. And so once they're trapped in the body, that's what you're left with, the heart wall. And the heart wall can build up over the years and years. I mean, when I was clearing my own heart wall, it took me quite a number of sessions to actually get break that down. The reason why it's so important to break it down is because the heart is where we radiate our authenticity from. And it's also where we express ourselves from and where we receive love and give love. So having a heart wall can create a filter through which we receive and express love. So having a heart wall can be a huge contributing factor when we have trouble finding love in our life. If we perceive the world from the heart and the emotions of grief, if we're feeling grief or worthlessness, for example, then we actually see the world through those emotions. So it actually inhibits us from being in our authentic heart space. So the heart wall can actually be easily removed, and you can either learn to do it yourself or you can have a practitioner do that for you. It's actually a huge gift to do that for someone, and we can do it on animals as well as children, and of course adults, and it just allows us all to have more authentic relationships with everyone. So I think it's one of the best. Yeah, it's one of the best gifts that I have.
Absolutely
had
fantastic.
Given.
You know what amazes me, Annette, is that through what you do in emotion code healing, is specifically, again, along with everything else you do as far as healing those emotions, we both, myself as a hypnotherapist and you as an emotion code practitioner, go for the same thing. We are going for that other 95% that's locked up in the subconscious mind. And that is absolutely amazing that it all relates back to that. And you mentioned earlier Milton Erickson, Ericksonian, as far as hypnotherapy, and he really was the top dog in NLP back then too. And our program, the RMT, the Robbins Padonis Training Program that we became strategic interventionists, under, also is all part of that. It all uses Milton Erickson's teachings as well. So when we go into the subconscious, I know from a hypnotherapist point of view what I do and how I do that to talk directly to a client into their subconscious and have them get relaxed, etc. But I didn't have to be relaxed when you did that to me. Why? Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
Well, what I was doing was taking on your energy with your permission. So it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. I have permission to go into your energy and release trapped emotions around your heart wall for that particular experience. So it's just working with energy. Sometimes it's hard for people to understand because it's an intangible thing, but the difference is you can feel it. And absolutely right, we are working with the subconscious mind, in this work that we do. In saying all that, it is actually important to feel emotions when they come through. This work isn't here just to take them away and not have you feel or express things, but it's important when issues do come up in life that they are expressed appropriately rather than bottled up or buried through, you know, food or alcohol or whatever. But it's important to feel them, you know, ride them like a wave, because essentially they are a wave, realize the meaning, and then take whatever appropriate action there is. So emotions are actually the body's indication that something needs attention. So that's what that's about.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So the other thing I thought I'd mention to date, aside from the heart wall, there are other, we can release trapped emotions around physical problems as well as emotional problems, such as some physical things such as back pain, migraine, shoulder pain, any type of bodily pain can be either eliminated or greatly reduced, as well as emotional things such as past relationship trauma, anxiety, fixations on people or events, all sorts of, I've had a lot of experience over the years, and I basically try, more or less try anything. So it's just a new experience every day when I have different challenges to help people with.
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Yep. One of the great things about the healing that I do and work with you in is that, as I mentioned, the healing can be done. I don't have to do the healing face-to-face. I can do a session with someone over Skype, or they can give me their details via email. So all I need really is the name, the age, and the issue that the person has as the problem to be able to fix that for them or to address it. So it is quite versatile. Very versatile.
I'd say so. Yeah. Because I have to have, you know, it used to be a day where hypnotherapy, even what they call modern hypnotherapy, you had to be with your patient. The patient, your client, had to be right there, right in the same room. And then the advent of modern technology, and people started saying, wow, gee whiz, I wonder if we can do hypnotherapy over the internet via Skype, et cetera. And I looked at that and said, wow, is that even possible? And then the next thing you know, I'm actually performing it. As long as I can get to the physiology of the client and read their physiology, I know, in fact, if they're in state. I know if I'm talking directly to that other 95% that's buried in all that information that's stored in the subconscious, which is where we hide all that stuff. You know, it's like when you forget your keys, you're walking around like crazy trying to figure out, what do I do with my keys? What do I do with my keys? And we all do something like that. And that's using that 5% up front. And if we could somehow just relax and go into the back door, and we'd find those keys right away because our subconscious memory remembers where we put them. And that's really kind of crazy. And then you take what you do, which is even more advanced. It's absolutely phenomenal. Just love that. Love that. We've actually got some people, I believe, lined up to talk to you, Annette. And excellent. One of the things that I wanted to mention to everybody, guys, is the rest of this show is going to be about answering questions from you, not just us talking. Also, call in if you've got a question that you would like to ask directly to Annette, 1-877-296-0345. Again, 1-877-296-0345. That is toll-free, U.S. and Canada. If you are outside of those boundaries, then call in via Skype, or if you have an opportunity or a way to call in other than that, please do. And as far as typing questions in, guys, anybody that's on in the chat room, please, we would love to have your questions. But I do believe we have, I'm going to check with our producer and see if, in fact, we have a caller or is it a typed-in question. So, I know we have a caller. Jody, are you on the call?
I am. How are you, Jeff?
Hello, Jody. How are you today?
Hi, Annette. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Very good, very good. I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Great.
Excellent.
Ask away, Jody.
No, I just had, I read the Emotion Code book, and I was thoroughly intrigued with the whole process of it, and I just couldn't put the book down, and it was just so enlightening and empowering and inspiring. And so when I saw Annette, who actually practices it, I was just like, wow, I would really like to talk to somebody to get further information about this. And what really interests me is the whole proxy thing, how we can do it with children who might have, a blocked emotion or a trapped emotion, and they are acting out in different ways at school, and you can give them counseling and you can do all these things, but I think the bottom line is they might have something trapped inside of them that's really bothering them that they can't get out.
Yes.
So I'm wondering how you do that process.
Okay. What you do is... apart from reading the book, if you actually wanted to go on and do some training to become an emotion code practitioner, you can actually go online and if you Google Dr. Bradley Nelson or emotion code healing, it'll take you to where you can get that information. But essentially, you don't need to get the qualifications to actually practice it yourself. What you do for the proxy is, this is all about intention, this healing work. And so you say, I use the sway test. I use muscle testing to determine where to go to the emotions and what the answers are. So what you do is you would take on the child's energy. If you're the parent, you already have permission to take on their energy. If it's for someone else, you'd always need to get their permission. But essentially what you're doing is, You are muscle testing, whether it's the sway test or one of the other tests, whatever is the most comfortable for you, you're just asking, you just say, I'm taking on the energy for Bob or whatever his name is, and then you say, my name is Bob, and your body should be giving you a positive test for Bob. And if it doesn't initially, you just try again until it does. And then you test your own energy and say, my name is Jody, and your body should give you a negative response for Jody. And what that means is your energy is just simply shifting behind his energy so that you can do the work on his behalf. What you would say is, okay, my name is Bob. Do I have any trapped emotions around the anxiety? If anxiety is an issue, for example, you say, do I have any trapped emotions around the anxiety I'm feeling? And the body will give a yes or a no indicator. And assuming it's a yes, then you would say, okay, you need to identify what those trapped emotions are. That's when you go to the emotion code chart. There are 60 trapped emotions in the emotion code chart. And through the muscle testing, you can determine which of those emotions need to be lifted out. And they come in an order of priority. So the body knows that there's a list of hundreds of them, and depending on what the issue is that you're working with, and the body will take the most important one first and deal with that. So what you do is you identify that and also need to identify the age that emotion was trapped in the body as well. So again, it's muscle testing the body to find out what age, and it's important to know that for some reason, just so that we can release it properly. And so once you've done that, we basically stimulate the governing meridian line, the body, which is it starts from the chin and goes straight down the centre, down the back to the end of our spine. But I just use the tip of my finger and stimulate the spot just between my eyebrows three times. And if it's an inherited trapped emotion, we need to do that at least 10 times. So once that's been cleared and you go through those emotions and release those, you should notice a significant difference quite quickly. So does that make sense, bit of sense, Jody, from what you've been reading?
It does. My question is, like, do they have to be in proximity of you, or can you do this by just taking on their energy?
They need to be on this earth, but maybe even not that. When we release trapped emotions that are inherited, they actually are releasing them from people our ancestors who have passed on. So
do you have to hold their arm and do it in their presence?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can, absolutely. If you have someone physically with you, you can muscle test them using their own energy. But if they're not available, or, you know, I mean, I do this healing via distance, so I can work with anyone around the world. I don't physically need to have them here. All I'm doing is I'm having the intention. It's all about intention. I'm having the intention of taking on their energy with their permission.
Right.
And that's simply all it is. I know it's hard to kind of get your head around that. It
sounds
a bit out there, but you'd be surprised at the results we get from that. And I actually find that easier for me to do that because I'm so used to working in my own energy that I get the answers quite quickly.
Jody is absolutely amazing. I mean, she's in Australia and I'm up in Maine in the USA, in the Northeast here, you know, and you're in New York, and she can read your energy with your permission, and she can do a chart of those 60 trapped emotions and go through them and then send you a report, and you're going to read them, and she'll even tell you the years that the emotions were trapped, and you look at them and go, oh my goodness,
on. Yeah, it's intriguing. It's definitely interesting to me because the whole process works, it's just, and I'm sure the more you do it, you know, the better you become at it and you get more in tuned.
It's like riding
absolutely.
A bicycle, right, Annette?
Oh, absolutely. When I first started out, I found it really difficult, especially taking on people's energy. It took me a while, but now I can just go in straight away. I can even feel the subtle differences of people's energy. That's becoming clearer to me, and I'm a lot more intuitive. And that's just with practice. Exactly. It's just practice. And also belief in what you're doing. I'm actually by nature, quite a skeptical person. So for me, it was quite challenging, but the more I believe in what I do, I just get fantastic results, and I'm surprised every time. I'm still very honoured and surprised about the results I get. I'm very humbled by it. So, yes, it's a wonderful calling.
The amazing thing is the difference you feel. I call it a lightening, and at 6 foot four and 235 pounds, it's kind of tough to lighten me up, you know. But I felt this emotional, you know, I wasn't dancing around like a fairy princess, but I'll tell you, I felt it. And then the next time that we communicated, Annette and I said, well, I didn't open my email up. But she said, well, did you read the results? And I said, no, I haven't even looked. It was a weekend, I believe, and I hadn't even looked at email. I'd been out for the day. But I just said, I feel this, I'll call it a shift in my thoughts and feelings about how I feel. I feel this enlightening, this release. I'll call it a release in of emotion. And I actually at one point got emotional, you know, and I had tears in my eyes. And I said, whoa, what is this all about? You know, am I just having one of those days? And then I went, wait a minute. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And then to read the chart and go over it with Annette on my next session with her was phenomenal, just phenomenal, to see that actually she had the ages down right almost to the penny, so to speak. And,
wow.
You know, yeah, and the release was amazing. And I had a lot built up around my heart, and I'll be, you know, one of the reasons that I chose to change my life and get involved with strategic intervention was that I knew things weren't right. I was a very successful guy. I always made good money. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 17, 18 years old, and I've just always done well in business. And up to the point where I had two or three businesses running at the same time and multi-talented and be able to handle them, and I felt very, very gifted that way. I felt honored that I could do that, but there was something wrong. Something wasn't right with me, and I determined through all the work that I did with strategic intervention, NLP, and hypnotherapy, and with great coaches, working with great coaches, that I had a low self-esteem problem, which seems to be the stem of a lot of things that are trapping our negative emotions. Good emotions are great, and remember, we've been taught that we go to our emotions. They don't come to us. So they're like triggers. And when something goes on or something's happening, the body knows how to protect itself, and it locks it up. And when you take matters of the heart, then it gets very interesting, very, very interesting, because, you know, you're into a whole different situation. You're looking at, you know, things that have really hardened the heart, you know, and you go to those emotions again. And it's very, very interesting how that happens. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Very empowering, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sort of lightens our load, so to speak, and we can be more of our authentic, more of our authentic self. We're just happier in our body, happier in our relationships, and, you know, there's more ease and grace in our life in general because of that. So I'm utterly grateful to have, you know, come across this and being able to share that and make a difference in other people's lives. That's what brings me the greatest joy. So Jody, would is there anything I can help you with today? Would you like me to
well
do
the,
some?
The producer, when she put me through the call, she said, would you like to do a reading or do your heart wall? And I said, yeah, if we have time, absolutely.
He's probably,
there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, yeah.
Yep. The heart wall itself is probably a bit too much of a large one to do at this stage. It might take quite a while. So maybe, do you have any physical pain at all, or maybe any
I do have a tightening in my shoulder, my right shoulder.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can help you with that. Okay. So, if you don't mind, can I ask how old you are, Jody?
I'm 43.
43. Okay, great. All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll do this healing now, and what I'm going to do is describe as much as I can, because often I do it in my head and I can do it quite fast, but I'm going to describe what I'm doing as we go along. Okay. So just make sure when we do the healing, you have to be very well hydrated. So I'm just going to have some water. Okay, so I'm taking the healing for Jody. My name, and I'm just muscle testing myself now. My name is Jody. Yep, I'm in your energy. My name is Annette. Yep, I'm out of my energy. Do I have any trapped emotions in my right shoulder? I'm getting a yes. Do I have more than 5 trapped emotions in my right shoulder? No. Do I have between 3 and 5 trapped emotions in my right shoulder? Yep. Is it 3? No. Is it 4? Is it 5? Okay, so you have about 5. I just do that just to ascertain how long it's going to take. Okay, so can I release trapped emotions from my right shoulder now? I'm getting a yes. Is the trapped emotion... Now I'm having a look at the emotion chart of the 60 trapped emotions. So I need to identify which one is the first one. So is the trapped emotion in column A? No. Is it in B? Yes. Is it an even row in B? No. Is it in row 1? No. Is it in row 3? I'm getting a yes. Let's check, is it in row 5? No. Okay, so row 3, we have 5 trapped emotions there. So is it trapped emotion confusion? No. Is it defensiveness? I'm getting a yes. Is it grief? Just eliminate the other options. Self-abuse? No. Stubbornness? No. So defensiveness? Yes. So the first trapped emotion is defensiveness. So we need to identify when you trapped that emotion in your body. Okay. Did I trap the emotion of defensiveness before the age of 25? No. Was it between 25 and 35? No. Was it between 35 and 43? I'm getting a yes. Was it between 40 and 43? Yes. Was it between 42 and 43? No. Was it between 40 and 41? Was it 41? So trapped emotion, trapped defensiveness at 41. Yes. So does something, does 41 ring a bell in terms of feeling defensive about something by any chance?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay, that's all right. I'll keep going. Do I need to know more about defensiveness? I'm getting a no. So I'm just releasing the trapped emotion of defensiveness. Did I release the trapped emotion of defensiveness? Yes. Okay. So actually what I should do is ask you, really we need to indicate the level of pain that you have in your right shoulder at the moment so that we can notice that that pain is reduced. So from 0 to 10, Jody, which is 10 being the most extreme pain and 1 being just a mild irritation, what would you say the level of pain right now is in your right shoulder?
Let's say it's a 4 or 5, in between a 4 and 5.
Four
like
five.
It doesn't bother me if I'm still, but if I move my arm, it hurts.
Okay, righto, good. Okay, I'll do the next emotion now. So, did I clear the trapped emotion of defensiveness? Yes. Is there another trapped emotion I can release about my right shoulder? Yes. Is the trapped emotion in column A? No. Is it in B? Is it in an even... Yeah, that's a yes. Is it in an even row in B? No. Is it in row 1? No. Is it in row 3? No. Is it in row 5? No. Is the trapped emotion inherited? Yes. I felt intuitively as I was going along that it was going to be, actually. So is the inherited trapped emotion in column A? Yes. Is it inherited trapped emotion in an even row in A? No. Is it in row 1? No. Is it in row 3? No. Is it in row 5? Yes. Is the trapped emotion inherited blaming? No. Inherited dread. No. Is it inherited fear? Oh, I've got inherited fear. Okay, so what that means is you've inherited fear from one of your parents. So we need to identify which parent, which side of the family that was on. Did I inherit the fear from my mother? No, did I inherit it from my father? Yes. Did it go back more than two generations? Yes. Okay, did my father inherit the fear from his mother? No, did he inherit it from his father? Yes. Okay, so did it go back more than the three generations? I'm getting a no. Okay, so do we need to know more about inherited fear? No, so I can release that now. And what that does is it releases for your whole family going down the line.
There you go. So how quick will she typically feel the release in that shoulder issue there, Annette?
Okay, we've done two emotions now. So the body was indicating there are about five. So I don't know if you've noticed any difference at all so far, Jody, yet. You may or may not.
No, I'm moving it around now, and it does feel a little bit better, believe it or not, because it was stiff this morning, and I went to the gym, and it was really bothering me, but it feels a little bit better.
What we ought to do...
it feels a little bit lighter, like when I stretch my neck.
What we could do is you guys can get back in touch with each other, where we only have so many minutes left in program time, and continue that, and then Jody, get back to us on 21 Days to Change Your Mind on our page on Facebook, and let everybody know. I mean, I know the release I felt was just and still do. And you know, you will, as Annette continues that process now after the show, you will feel a continued release. I promise. So you two can get back together after that. This has been fantastic. And we actually have other callers, and we have some typed-in questions. And, gosh, I don't know if we'll have enough showtime.
Yeah,
Jody,
Annette,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And, Annette, I will get in touch with you, and we will further this on. Thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thanks, Jody. I'll
Thanks,
talk to you
Jody.
Soon.
And feel
have
better on that
day.
Shoulder.
Bye.
All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. We have another caller. I thought I had a couple of type questions, but actually we have another caller ready to go. Sophia, are you on the line?
I am.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you both?
Very, very
Hi,
good.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi,
go ahead and ask your question.
First of all, I just want to say you're doing an amazing job. I'm loving it. Having such a nice time sitting here listening, I think it's really helpful. It's really great. I can really feel the energy kind of coming over the internet. It's fantastic.
Wow.
That's the first thing.
Wow.
My question is, and I missed like the first 10 minutes, sorry, of the show, but my question is that I have this thing where when I panic, I can't breathe. For example, if I feel stressed or if I feel like in any way like unsafe, I suddenly like can't breathe. I get this feeling of like suffocation.
Right.
And
okay.
I wonder if that was something that the technique would be able to potentially deal with for me.
Yes, we probably could. Yes, you just have to identify. To describe what the issue is, whether it's, are there any trapped emotions I can release about the choking feeling I get, or maybe you do trapped emotions around anxiety or difficulty breathing. But, yes, it's quite likely. I've had a lot of success with anxiety, reducing anxiety. So, yes, very possibly.
Okay. Because I was just... I would say I missed like the first 10 minutes of the show, and I heard you speaking to the other lady, and you mentioned about kind of fear coming up, and as soon as you kind of mentioned that, it resonated with me, and I thought, I wonder, you know, if the two things are connected and if that's something that can be released. And I also wondered, I think you were mentioning as well about whether these things are inherited. And I wonder kind of how common it is for things to be kind of passed down from generation to generation and for them to kind of be living within their energy.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to hear some of what you're saying there, but what I'm understanding is... That's okay. What I'm understanding for... You'd like me to explain how it works from an inherited situation. So what can happen is... can be passed down by the generations. So from from an adult to a child, whether it's in the womb or just through life experience, we can trap emotions from our parents or our parents' parents. And the good thing about what we do is it actually releases it for everyone just down that line. It doesn't go sideways to siblings or anything, but essentially, yes, that can be released. It was really interesting. I do healing on my children regularly, and quite often there's a trapped emotion from an inherited trapped emotion that my child has, and I get to heal myself at the same time because it's inherited. Wow. So it's always fun.
Sorry to interrupt you, Annette. I was just wondering as well. Does it kind of work by, is it because your cells hold memory, is that kind of why it is?
Yes, essentially what's happening on a vibrational level is the emotions that we're experiencing are held in the body. They're actually trapped in the body because the body is unable to process. If something is so overwhelming and the body can't process that emotion, it actually wants to hold on to it. Wants to hold on to that emotion for protection. And unfortunately, that protective mechanism of holding it in the body creates, it's like a vibration, it's like a negative vibration. And that negative vibration can cause, you know, physical problems as well as further emotional problems. And sometimes they may not happen straight away, but it might happen 10, 20, 30 years down the track. So the more we can release those, the lighter we are and the less baggage, so to speak, we have that we're carrying around with us.
And I think you mentioned or somebody mentioned that at some point about that it's something that we can do ourselves to an extent. Is that right?
Sorry, I missed that.
Sorry, I don't know why I've got a terrible line. Sorry, I just mentioned... that I don't know if you told me or somebody mentioned that to an extent you're able to kind of deal with these things yourself to an extent. How is the best way of going about that?
I missed a lot of what you said, but I'm guessing what you said there is, are you asking how we can do that on ourselves?
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Very, quite easily if you want to learn it. You can actually, if you pick up Dr. Nelson's book on the emotion code, you can actually learn to do it yourself. What you're doing is you're just muscle testing on yourself, on your own energy. So definitely, I do healing on myself regularly. It's like, you know, for maintenance.
And how effective is it? Because I know that, like, with Reiki, I don't find redoing it on myself is very effective. So how do you find it on doing it on yourself in comparison to, for example,
you're asking how often do I do that?
No, sorry, I don't know why you can't hear me. I said that I know that with like Reiki, for example, it's not effective when I do it on myself.
Okay, I heard what you said. Okay. Yeah, it's not effective.
Okay,
would be... Yeah, that would be one of the reasons you'd want to actually bring Annette into your court because she is so versed in this. I would not attempt personally to do it. Personally, I would, but that's me. I'm not saying that anybody else shouldn't. If they want to learn the practice, by all means, do it. You know, personally, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that it can be, but I imagined that it would probably be much more effective with Annette doing it.
I would agree with that. Personally, I would agree with that, But you can learn it. Right, Annette?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, you can learn it. If you really want to learn it, you can. There's no doubt about that. And you can do the healing on yourself if you wish. I find it very effective on myself.
because I'm actually experiencing those emotions myself.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very effective for others or myself, definitely.
Oh, okay. So that's really useful, I guess.
Great.
It's very useful.
Yeah, just
absolutely. I don't need to go and see anyone. I can heal things myself. It's very powerful, especially having a family.
You know, I can help people close to me as well. So, yeah, it's very good. I feel very grateful that if I have an issue with something that, you know, but I still go, as I said earlier, it's still important to feel the emotions of things. And if you actually go through that process of emotion and going and being with it and not just burying it, it actually means that you're probably not going to trap it in the body. There's a good chance that you won't. Because the body will not need to take it on if you do that effectively. But essentially, you know, we're human and that happens. We can't help it. It's a subconscious process that occurs.
Mm.
And the ability to help yourself with that is very powerful.
Mm. And I guess as well, it is so important because no matter kind of how positive you are or how much you live your life in kind of an optimistic way with an optimistic viewpoint, if you're holding pain in your body, it's so, you know, there's only so far you can go.
Mm-hmm. So true, yes. Yeah.
So I guess it's, you know, I mean, just incredibly, incredibly useful. And I guess that I just wanted to call, just kind of clarify those things and also show you where I can support. And just to, as well, I guess, reiterate the point of how important it is, I guess, to heal the pain that you have internally because it's really the essence of who you are.
That's right. Yes. Yep.
That was it, really.
Okay.
Wow. Great information.
So you guys should get
together as well. That'd be great.
Yes, definitely. I will get together with Annette for sure.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Sophia. Great to hear from you.
Yes, it's so lovely to hear both of you speaking. It's really lovely. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate your call. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Folks, once again, 1-877-296-0345. We've got about 13 minutes of showtime left. And boy, I'll tell you what, Annette, fantastic. Oh, wow. I learn more every time I hear you describe it and talk. And then when you hear another person asking very important questions to their health and well-being about their own emotional state and what they're going through and what they feel, and then you just, boom, you're right there. Absolutely fantastic. And I wonder why 21 Days to Change Your Mind program works so well with you with Emotion Code, myself with Hypnotherapy, NLP, and the both of us with Strategic Intervention. And people say, well, what is 21 Days to Change Your Mind? Well, it's simply this. When you think about, on a psychological level, the amount of time it takes you to change your mind, it actually happens in a moment if you choose for it to. But how do you do that? Do we go to the conscious or do we go to the subconscious? Everybody goes, I'm going to change my mind. I want to feel better. And we can put ourselves and change our state very quickly. How many times do you see somebody that's very upset and you say something funny to them and all of a sudden they snap and laugh? That is as quickly as you can change your mind. It is absolutely amazing. Our brain is designed that way. It's this whole thing to do with pain and pleasure. The mind is there to protect us from pain. So what does it do? As Annette has explained, it stores all this stuff up. And where does it store it? You would think just up in the gray matter in our head. No. It's there. That's the memory bank. But where does it go? To the cellular level of the body. And this is what's so phenomenal about what we do in 21 Days to Change Your Mind. We actually do 3 sessions with you. Those 3 sessions are with both Annette and myself. And with hypnotherapy, NLP, strategic intervention, actual good old-fashioned coaching, and talking out the issues, we go into the subconscious. And when I go into the subconscious in the first session with hypnotherapy to find out where those trapped times in life are and at what age did that low self-esteem, negative self-talk, debilitating belief stuff happen and what happened to cause it, Annette is reading that energy. She is picking it up then because she also has your permission to read that energy. So when you are in hypnotic state, when you're in the trance, which is like how we call alpha level. It's just like a very peaceful, relaxing. You know exactly what's going on. A lot of people say, well, I can't do that. I'd be afraid of that. You know, I'm not going to do that. This is not stage hypnosis. This is the real deal. Not that that isn't, by the way. They are actually hypnotized, those people you see dancing around with broomsticks and making funny noises. We are actually looking at where do you need to go in your mind to find out where you in your life, in your body, have these trapped emotions and these trapped feelings. The big thing that Annette and I learned with strategic intervention is that these, as I mentioned earlier, we go to our emotions. We actually go to them. Something happens that triggers the thought up front. It goes back and says, what do I need to protect this body and this mind? And it goes to that old thing, that old habit, so to speak. It's like that old bathrobe or those old pair of slippers that you don't want to throw away. And it brings it forward, and you act and react as a result. So when we do a session, specifically first session, which is the most important, we know pretty much that you're going to change your mind. We know by bringing those things out. And with a networking emotion code at the same time I'm doing hypnotherapy, the two combined are phenomenal because you are totally open. She can read that energy faster. She can get things done quicker because you're open and suggestive. You're talking about it. And we do open communication hypnosis. It's not the old style where you look at the dangling watch and you just sometime going to fall asleep and then you wake up and go, oh, what happened? I do conversational hypnosis, where you actually will speak to me and we'll talk to the age you were at. And then we go to session two, and then we go to a session three over a period of 21 days, because again, psychologically speaking, they say it takes about 21 days. It's called the recipe. So in a 21-day process, what do you think you'd like to get rid of? What could we work on for you? What things are in your life that you'd like to change? Habits, debilitating beliefs. Now with emotion code, do you have pains? Do you have something? You've just heard it. Two lovely ladies called in, and they told specifically about their situation, Jody and then Sophia. Jody's got the shoulder pain, and it's trapped emotion from past. Wow. Nothing that she's actually done. Isn't that absolutely amazing? Really amazing. Annette.
Yes.
This has been fantastic today, this call. This has been, wow, it even opened my eyes. And as often as I work with you, and I have the pleasure of doing so, and thank you so much, in our program, 21 Days to Change Your Mind, I've seen and heard so much more today, and it's lovely that people have had an opportunity to call in, and we've had a lot of people in the chat room as well. We only have approximately probably 5 or 6 minutes left to show, Annette. Go ahead and anything else you'd like to add to our, I know that we've got a special offer you wanted to talk about, and that's pretty fantastic, which is really, really amazing. Go ahead.
Well, what my current offer is $50 for 3 sessions, and I can deal with any issue that you have. So if I can clear one issue in one session, then I'll just work on more. But essentially, you know, most of the time it can take 2 or 3 sessions for me to help with whatever you have going on that you'd like to get to move from. I can also be contacted at www.attractingabundanceonline.com, and that's www.attractingabundanceonline.com. That's my website. And if you go to the Contact Us page, feel free to send me a note there or give me the information you'd like me to work on, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. And we also have the 21 Days to Change Your Mind on Facebook. Just punch it into your search button up the top there, the search bar up top of the page. 21 Days to Change Your Mind, or you can get in touch with either one of us, Jeffrey Miller, the interventionist, or Annette Armstrong on Facebook. You'll see us both. Annette is in Coffs Harbour, Australia, and I'm in Maine, USA. Imagine that. We work together on a regular basis with clients 13,000 miles apart, and we do healing and we change people's minds because they want to do it. And, you know, I say we do. We have the tools in the box. You, the client, have the want and desire to change, and that's the big thing. You have to have it. You just can't say, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to quit drinking, I'm not going to go out and shoot darts and drink beers on Friday night. You've got to really want to do this. However, emotion code's a little bit different, and that is why it is so phenomenal. In order to get emotion code healing, you just have to allow Annette to do her job. She releases it for you. And that is what I love about it, Annette, is the fact that we can bring the both together. Again, I say it again, it's just such a fantastic opportunity for folks that really want to change. They get the emotion code release of all kinds of trapped emotions from everything that's gone on in their life, from childhood, from birth, actually before birth, and then past also. That is amazing where it's brought forward from the generational aspect. So when you do that, I mean, how good do you feel on a regular day, Annette? Because you're
able to do
it. I feel
great most of the time. And when I don't, when I don't feel good, I try to feel those emotions. And then when I'm over-processing, I then go and see if I can release any trapped emotions. And then after doing that, I feel a lot better. And I even often forget what the problem was. That's how effective it is. I can't even remember what the issue was after I've healed it.
Wow. And folks, imagine how I feel having some of the best coaches in the world working with me in Carousel Partners International. And Annette is one of the prime examples, one of our shining stars in our whole entire program. And along with our producer, Michelle Arbo, the celebrity numerologist. Michelle is also in Carousel Partners International. And we've got a great, fantastic opportunity coming up in the near future with Authentic You, which is our brand, which is the radio and TV that we are on right now speaking with you. We are also starting up what we call Authentic You Presentations. An authentic Authentic You Presentations is going to be webinar events and live events with some of the best, and I mean the best, authentic coaches, speakers, authors, you name it. We are going to be having events come up where you're going to be able to log into a webinar and hear and be involved with some of the best anywhere you are in your seat, anywhere in the world. We will also be doing live events. These live events are going to be strategically located in major cities worldwide. Michelle and I are starting up in St. John, New Brunswick in the middle of April. She and I are doing an event up there, which is the launch of Authentic You Presentations. And then as we move forward, we're going to be in L.A., we're going to be in Orlando, New York, et cetera, and we are choosing to head internationally by the end of this year. So, again, all this is subject to our getting the information out to all of you, so please stay tuned. Authentic You Media, Radio, TV, and now Presentations. And we, Annette and I, are very happy to be a big part of that, as well as the entire Carousel Partners team. All 14 of us on the team, as well as the entire team of approximately 18 presently in Authentic You Media. I love all you guys because we have got it going, and we are offering some of the best programs you're going to see. And here, in these shows, keep up with what we do and with Authentic You on Blog Talk, because I'll tell you, we have phenomenal programs lined up. Phenomenal programs. Check our show roster. Everything and anything you can possibly think of, you can tune into a 30-minute or a half-an-hour show or a live stream TV, which is the next phase of where we're heading. And we've got several shows on that now that actually you can watch the two, you know, the guest and the host. Just fantastic stuff coming up, folks. And we're very, very happy that you're with us, and we thank you for coming today. Annette, we've got about a minute left. The floor is yours.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Jeff. And I appreciate so much being part of this wonderful team of people who are like-minded. They're inspired to make a difference in the world. And, you know, I'm just so honored to be a part of this team. And I'm loving the journey that we're all on together, and we just grow. We just go from one spot to another in such an amazing time. And I'm really excited about what's coming up. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And again, I am honored to work with such a phenomenal team, and we are a team. We are all in collaboration with one another. And now the merger of Carousel Partners International with Authentic You, all coming under the Authentic You brand, is just going to be absolutely fantastic. And thank you, Michelle Arbo, for having the vision approximately 11 years ago to put this all together. And the world is now knowing that this is a go. We have got, as I mentioned, phenomenal programs, folks. And I want to thank you so very, very much for all of you being with us today. And stay tuned, because we've got some fantastic other shows coming on board, and Carousel Partners, and also 21 Days to Change Your Mind. Annette and I will be doing another show in approximately 2 weeks. And also check, as I said, for all the fantastic shows and hosts coming up. Again, thank you. And we will see you on our next show. This is Jeffrey Miller, the interventionist from the cold country, Maine. And Annette?
Thank you. From warm and sunny Coffs Harbor.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
It's been a blessing and a pleasure to be with you today. Thanks for being with us.
Bye.